Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Ed Abel back on the show. Ed is the founder of Abel Business Institute, the guy who's told us all about the Skillpreneur, and that's the series he and I have been working off of, the Business Harmony series, of which is part of the Skillpreneur program. And Ed's with us right now. Ed, welcome back. Are you there, Ed?
I'm here.
There he is.
Hey, good morning.
Wake up, Ed.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Ed. Thanks for being here. We got a new year to kick off here, Ed. What do you think?
I'm excited about it. I think it's actually it's got a lot of promise. I think we need to really look at, though, one of the key components of making it a good year, which is taking action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, often you and I talk about goals and all of that great stuff, but it really boils down to making sure we're taking those action steps.
Mm-hmm. Not just making resolutions, making them happen, huh?
Absolutely.
So what do you think?
You know, think about how many of us have really, we're halfway through the month, and think about how many of us have really executed on any of those resolutions.
Yep.
We've probably said them. But have we really done the actions necessary to really make it happen?
One of the things...
Quick sidebar. I recently led a strategic management meeting. And, you know, that's really what we spent half the meeting on, is peeling this out and making sure each of the team players and the owner knew what they were responsible to execute on.
Mm-hmm. And that,
to me, is the big challenge.
Well, I agree with you. And, you know, one of the things that I've been pointing out is that resolutions are optional, but fundamentals are not optional.
And very cool. Yeah.
And that's what you got when you're operating a business. Fundamentals are what you wish you could do. I'm sorry, resolutions are what you wish will happen. Fundamentals have to happen. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. So what are your suggestions? What should we start with?
Well, it starts with writing it down and sharing it with someone is, to me, one of the key components. Because when you share it with someone, there's a couple of things that are going to happen. And I don't mean just say, hey, what do you think? But what do you think, and does this look as if I've caught all the pieces that mm-hmm. are needed to make it happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that tends to be a lot of where we get caught up and we really get paralyzed, is we'll get to a certain point and we realize we either didn't plan it correctly,
right,
or we don't have all the right pieces. And once we get to that point, we don't have the right pieces to execute on, we tend to put it aside and move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not until you really look at all the pieces, plan out a timeline, have someone accountable to it.
That's a big deal right there, isn't it?
That part about declaring. Yeah.
Making the declaration. That's the motivator, isn't it, in a lot of ways?
It's one of the key components. You know, it's one of those, I don't know if it's any one thing, but it's when you put it all together, it tastes really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, yep.
It's like a recipe.
Right. Right, exactly. No, I think that's the right thing. And there's something about writing something down. There's something about looking at your idea, looking back at you from a piece of paper. And I don't just mean writing it down in your computer, folks, so to speak. I mean, write it. What? Even if you do, though, if you do it in the computer, and that's what I do. I mean, everything I do like that is basically, you know, I do on in my box. But the thing is that even when you do that, print it out and look at it. Let it look back at you from a sheet of paper. It's amazing how either powerful or revealing your idea will be to you just looking back at you like that. What do you think?
Well, Jim, I think you have to add one other piece. Yes, I agree getting it in the computer because it makes it real easy to get it out and get to it and see it. But you really do have to handwrite it at some point. If it's either handwrite it and then put it in the computer or put it in the computer, then handwrite it. But there's something that goes on with the connection from handwriting to the mind, and kind of it's the special sauce.
Yeah, but if you've seen my handwriting and a few other people I know, it doesn't help, Ed, if it's not legible. See, you're kind of creating a process. See now you're making it sound like homework, Ed. Ed, give us your website, please.
You got to go to our new website. Check it out at Skillpreneur, SkillPreneur, like entrepreneur, but
right.
Skillpreneur.
Check it out, folks. 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Ed Abel. Stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.